It's Small Town Talk, back with you again. It's episode 48, and when I'm with you, baby, can't think about nothing else.
You're crazy about love, and I'm crazy about love myself. Well, you're crazy about love, and I'm crazy about love myself. When I'm with you, baby, can't think about nothing else. Looking through a fine-tooth comb. I see so many men, it's like looking through a fine-tooth comb. But these young cats will make a good girl lose her home. I wanna go north, east, south, west, every which way, as long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving, baby. You got big broad shoulders built like a trailer truck. You got big broad shoulders built like a trailer truck. Let me run with your daddy and maybe I'll change my luck. I got to watch myself, these boys are getting out of hand. I've got to watch myself, these boys are getting out of hand. 12 years old and start acting like a natural man. I wanna go north, east, south, west, every which way, as long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving, baby, I don't care.
Move, 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 move.
Mink don't feel that way. Well, it must be rabbit, cause mink don't feel that way. Don't you talk that talk, don't believe a thing you say. I wanna go north, east, south, west, every which way, as long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Well, long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving, baby, I don't care.
Ruth Brown with As Long As I'm Moving, a flip side from 1955 on Atlantic Records. If you think it sounds like Shake, Rattle and Roll, it's because both were written by bandleader and prolific songwriter Jesse Stone, but under the pseudonym Charles Calhoun, a name borrowed from a local builder, without the guy knowing, and suggested by Atlantic Records president Ahmet Ertegun to avoid conflict while using rival licensing authorities. Ertegun also claimed that Stone did more to develop the basic rock and roll sound than anybody else, and he should know. Here are a couple of great examples.
Walking down the main track one night, I met a fine chick, built just right. She stopped when I passed my road. I told her she could have all of my gold.
Da-da-da-da.
She turned around,
da-da-da-da,
and with a frown,
da-da-da-da,
said, "This ain't no circus and I don't need a clown."
You cash in nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash.
So it ain't no need you're hanging around just to make a hit with that chick. I tried to get a Cadillac right quick. The man at the place looked so strange. At $900 and some change, we disagreed. I tried to plead. He said, "I ain't a chicken and I don't need your feed."
You cash in nothing but trash. You're cashing nothing but trash. You're cashing nothing but trash.
Baby, you're crawling way past your speed.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
And counting my bucks, a man with a gun said, "Hands up!" I tried to get away, but too slow. He cocked me and took all of my dough.
Da, 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 da.
I heard him shout
da, 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 da.
As he cut out,
da, 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 da.
"You ain't lost nothing, what to cry about? You cash in nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash." Nothing but trash. And he took my watch and I passed out. I woke up in the arms of a big cop. Police station, a next stop. The judge swung his fist down, plunk, plunk. $20 fine, cause you're drunk.
Da, 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 da.
Dig up the dough,
da, 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 da.
And you can go.
Da, 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 da.
All I had was a buffalo.
You cash in nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash. But I'm sure gonna get me some more.
Pick me a town in any climate where people like rockin' time and stay away both day and night till everybody's feeling just right. Throw me smack dab in the middle. I wanna be smack dab in the middle. Yeah, smack dab in the middle, boys, so I can rock and roll and satisfy my soul. Ten Cadillacs, not over 22, throw me smack dab in the middle. I wanna be smack dab in the middle. Pinch me smack dab in the middle, so I can rock and roll and satisfy my soul. 100 bands with chorus girls, a speed that's paid with natural girls. Door before it knocks and throw me smack dab in the middle. I wanna be smack dab in the middle. Yeah, smack dab in the middle, so I can rock and roll and satisfy my soul. Something sweet, gallons of coffee to wash it down, bicarbonated soda by the pound, and throw me smack dab in the middle. I wanna be smack dab in the middle, so smack dab in the middle, so I can rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Smack dab in the middle,
it
First of all, on Atlantic Records from 1954, you heard Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash by doo-wop group The Clovers. And that was followed by a superb 1987 cover of Charles Colquhoun and his orchestra's Smack Dab in the Middle by the Formley Brothers, otherwise known as the Amos Garrett, Doug Sahm, Gene Taylor Band, a kind of supergroup who toured Canada during the late 80s. Amos Garrett sings lead, and both songs written, of course, by the brilliant Jesse Stone, credited as Charles or Chuck Calhoun. And now for this month's earworm, a great party favourite at those infamous science department staff parties at Vauxhall Manor School in the mid-70s. How are you guys? The Night by Dr. Feelgood from 1975, written by the late great Wilco Johnson. Now you may have noticed from this month's illustration that the 12-year-old ginger kid has dropped back in time to Barnett's 15 Queen Street, Ramsgate to buy some current chart-topping albums, and his future self is going to spin some tracks from those three albums right now. Find my girl cruising for a fight. Superb. Cruising, the first track on side B of the 1957 album Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps. And the thrill of playing the album for the first time returns every time I hear those songs or even just hold the vinyl album in my hands. And here we go again from 1956. This is Lonesome Train on a Lonesome Track from the Rock and Roll Trio's rockabilly classic debut album Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio. Lucky enough to have a copy of the 10-inch of Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio on the Vogue label in reasonable condition, it's going to be worth between $2,000 and $3,000. Sadly, mine disappeared back in the early 60s when it only cost 25 bob. I bought a re-release in 1966, currently worth only about 20 quid. Okay, but not from the album in this month's illustration. Here are the Everly Brothers in trouble yet again.
Jenny, she went out like a light. Poor Jenny. And then some joker went and called the cops on the phone. So everybody scattered out for places unknown. I couldn't carry
Mary Jenny, so I left her alone. Poor Jenny. Well, Jenny had her picture in the paper this morning. She made it with a bang. According to the story in the paper this morning, Jenny is the leader of a teenage gang. Jenny has a brother and he's hot on my trail. Her daddy wants to ride me out of town on a rail. I hope I'll be around when Jenny gets out of jail. Poor Jenny. I went downtown to see her, she was locked in a cell. She wasn't very glad to see me, that I could tell. In fact, to tell the truth, she wasn't looking too well. Poor Jenny. Her eye was black, her face was red, her hair was a fright. She looked as though she'd been a-crying half of the night. I told her I was sorry, she said, get out of sight. Poor Jenny. It seems a shame that Jenny had to go get apprehended. A heck of a fate. This party was the first one she ever had attended. It had to happen on her very first day. Jenny has a brother and he's hot on my trail. Her daddy wants to ride me out of town on a rail. I hope I'll be around when Jenny gets out of jail. Poor Jenny.
As a first date, that's a bit of a bummer. Another piece of teen angst written for Don and Phil by the writing duo of Felice and Boudlow Bryant. Poor Jenny was the flip side of the 1959 hit single Take a Message to Mary, which, of course, I joyously picked up in Barnett's Radio and Electrical Supplies back in my hometown. I always regarded Poor Jenny as the A-side and rarely played Take a Message to Mary, but as our death song of the month, here is Bob Dylan's slightly weird 1970 cover version.
These are the words of a frontier lad who lost his love when he turned bad.
Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her where I am. Take a message to Mary, but don't say I'm in a jam. You can tell her that I had to see the world. Tell her that my ship's at sail. You can say she'd better not wait for me, but don't tell her I'm in jail. Oh, don't tell her I'm in jail. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a callous gun. You can tell her that I had to change my plans and cancel out the wedding day. But please don't mention my lonely cell where I'm gonna pine away until my dying day. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her all you know. My heart is aching for Mary, God knows I miss her so. Just tell her that I went to Timbuktu. Tell her that I'm searching for gold. You can say she'd better find someone new to cherish and to hold. Oh Lord, this cell is cold.
from his 1970 album Self-Portrait. That was the great Bob Dylan serving a life sentence for murder, and unsure whether his message is for Mary or Marie. Well, from one theme to another, it's two songs, one title.
Try again. Seem like I heard somebody talking. Seem like I hear somebody walking. Keep knocking and I can't get in. I'll be back and try again. Who turned off that radio? Somebody's in there and that I know. If they come out, they won't go in no more. I keep knocking and I can't get in.
First up was Little Richard's take on Keep a Knockin', but here performed by the Bobby Fuller Four, a proto-garage punk band from the mid-60s. Bobby Fuller, who mostly recorded in his home studio, died in very mysterious and suspicious circumstances in 1966, when he was still only 23. A lot has been written about his unexplained cause of death, with many theories about police or mafia involvement. Following that was Chuck Willis with his own song Keep a Knockin', recorded for the OK label in the early 50s. Now, neither song is particularly original, since versions of the theme have been around from as early as the 20s. But Chuck Willis's has a little bit more of a story to it. Some songs are complete stories. This is particularly true of those written by Roy Orbison.
to me, every one of you. We've got a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man. Pick up your feet, we've got a deadline to meet. I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax, I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. Cause you're working for the man. You're working for the man. You gotta make him a hand. You're working for the man. So I'm picking him up and I'm laying him down. I believe he's gonna work me into the ground. I pull to the left, I heave to the right. I ought to kill him, but it wouldn't be right. Cause I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. They're both gonna be all mine. Yeah, I'm gonna be the man. I'm gonna be the man. Gotta make him a man. If I'm gonna be the man, I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. I gotta make him a man.
Working for the Man, part work song, inspired by the young Orbison's experience and part protest hymn with a smart knowing finale. This and its flip side, Leah, were both written solely by Orbison after parting company with longtime collaborator Joe Melson. This next piece of raw funk from Tim Buckley also tells a tale, The Perils of Being a Taxi Driver. From 1972's Greetings from LA, this is Night Hawkin'. There is no evidence that Knight Hawkins' precarious tale is based on Buckley's personal experience, but the anecdotal nature of the song does ring true. Now, I've played two songs by Théo Laurence, the French-Canadian Bordeaux-based country singer in the past. The cheerful Tex-Mex Let's Go Down to Bordeaux, way back in episode 3, and California Poppy, a cautionary tale, in episode 39. Well, I just received this album, courtesy of Theron Lee, Homemade Lemonade, credited to Théo Laurence and the Hearts from 2018, which predates the two country albums and is more rock and less country, but contains four bonus tracks. Here are two of them, both sides of a 7-inch single, the second of which will be familiar to fans of Disney's Foxy Robin Hood.
Get the dream boy out of your mind. Can't you try to love somebody for real this time? I know I ain't no beauty queen, but I have more love inside than a Cadillac at gasoline. Thank you.
It's very hard to believe this guy is really French. Theo Laurence with his own Dream Boy, and then with a great take on Roger Miller's Notting Nottingham. I can't get that out of my head now. I should have saved it for an earworm. By the way, America, it's pronounced Nottingham. This great song was also written specifically for a film. Can you work it out before we get to the end? Did you get it? Shamalanga Ding Dong from the 1978 comedy Animal House. In the film, the song was performed by the fictional group Otis Day and the Knights. Otis Day was portrayed by actor Dwayne Jesse, who later changed his name and became Otis Day and the Knights. Primarily a successful live band and no longer fictional, they toured widely and recorded only one album produced by George Clinton. However, in Animal House, the original and definitive Shamalanga Ding Dong that you were just singing along to was performed by session singer Lloyd G. Williams. And from Shamalang to Doolang.
Doolang, Doolang, Doolang. Doolang, Doolang.
He's so fine.
Doolang, Doolang, Doolang.
Wish he were mine.
Doolang, Doolang, Doolang.
That handsome boy over there.
Doolang, Doolang, Doolang.
One with the wave.
Land,
but I'm gonna make a mine.
Land,
be the envy of all the girls. It's just a matter of time.
from 1963. That was yet another single bought from Barnett's of Ramsgate. He's So Fine by the Chiffons. And from 1962, I'm playing us out with a song for Datsun. This is Zeni Zenabo, A Courage Song for Warriors by Miriam Makeba.
Zeni Zenabo, Makwala, Mapongo, Mapongwe, Kizio. Zeni Zenabo, Makwala, Mapongo, Mapongwe, Kizio. Zeni Zenabo.
It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they like.